What is more important, your attitude or what you eat? From the point of view of health, what is more important, your attitude or what you eat? Just so we are clear, even what you eat is the result of your attitude. And, of course, your attitude is hidden. Hidden from you. And when we look, hidden from other people too. Because everyone thinks that attitude is a one-word phenomenon. But it isn't. Angry, vengeful, resentful, belligerent. These are all labels. You can label your attitude and hand all power over to a label. Why hand over the power? Because you cannot change a label without seeing what is underneath. The words. Whole sentences. The inner chatter, the words of the inner chatter. Until you map it out, astutely, accurately, until then it has all the power. I have some clients whose main issue is that they are doing living in a hurry. Doing living in a hurry. Whatever is the moment, they don't want to be there. They want to be in the next moment, or be done with what they are doing. But definitely not there. It causes more illness than the bad food you eat. Why? Because while on the surface it looks innocent, or not a very big deal, inside it is tension, resistance, blockage. Blocking the blood flow, blocking the lymph flow, blocking the energy flow, blocking the poop. And most, 91% of all diseases are caused by a blockage. Blockage of the flow. But unless you have the patience to allow the words of the attitude to become conscious, unless you have the integrity to share it with me, unless you have the foresight to see that you are killing yourself, all the healing in the world can only manage your health, but cannot heal you. Some clients understand this, especially if their life-threatening illness has returned, and told them that it isn't done with them. So they pay for monthly checkups. Because when the illness comes back, it comes back with a vengeance. Some clients prevent healing with their attitude. This shouldn't be as an attitude, and although it does sound normal, it is deadly. Any should or shouldn't is a major killer. Because the only health and no tension way to relate to reality is, it is what it is. Calm, no ripples on the surface of the calm. That calm, where you can look around, and choose what to do next, is the only place from where you can win, whether it is a boxing match, or a math problem. Not knowing what to do, or having made a typo and now looking like a dork. If you ever want to become more, be more, live more, love more, you need to master attitudes. First, 90%, get all aware and clear on the words of the attitudes that run your life. Crystal clear. And then when you are really good at it, you can choose and craft different attitudes that can take you where you really want to go. Some clients argue with me. I find an attitude in their makeup, and they say that I am wrong. I won't argue. What do? I just give up on them. If they think that they just stood up for themselves in the face of my oppression, then my finger hovers over the delete button. And I need to take deep breaths to not click it. What is missing, what capacity, what virtue, for people who don't or can't identify their attitude in the moment? Surprisingly, at least it surprises me, it is honesty that is missing. The attitude that telling the truth will set you free, while lying incarcerates you. I am still reading The Count of Monte Cristo. It is nearly 900 pages. It is a very accurate deep analysis of society. Full of self-deception. Yeah, telling yourself the truth about yourself is not the pleasantness activity, but it does set you free. Because when you see clearly what you say inside, you can say something different. You can self-correct. But if you lie, no matter how you tweak a lie, it is still a lie. Justified. Explained. And yet it is still a lie. Finding attitudes to correct is the same methodology as the methodology Buckminster Fuller advocates, trim-tabbing. You can turn a huge ocean liner around in a tight bay. You can take a car out of a parking space with an inch or two on each end. With trim-tabbing. Trim-tabbing in spirituality is altering attitudes a little bit at a time. Without banging yourself, or another up in the process. Start with the attitudes that most damage your health. Find out, again, where you are at. Especially if you have had already a big scare. Get your health check up again.